This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Up the Ante. I'm Angeline Tay, and today we have Alia Michelle Elkin, the founder of Heaven Secrets. She was introduced to oak gall nut, a type of nut traditionally used by a Malay woman in confinement when she was ill after the birth of her daughter. Since then, Alia here, she's been advocating herbal remedies and developed this product called Infinitree. And on the other side, we have Oliver Woods, who's the social media director at Leo Burnett. He's going to help out challenges that Alia is facing, but first, just have a quick recap on what exactly is Infinitree.
Infinitree is a two-ingredient product only, one 100% vegetable capsule that has been formulated actually for general health. But Infinitree is about a way of life, it's about a natural way of life, it's about trying to push away as much as toxic and chemical away from my everyday living environment and try to have as much as possible all natural ingredient, remedy, formula, and everything natural.
Yeah, but this was all inspired by that story of the oak gall nut.
Oh, no. Yeah. I've had a love for plants since I was a child. I've always been amazed on how, for instance, a bark or a leaves can remove a swelling or can heal or can make you feel better. And I've always been interested in searching, analyzing. I mean, I love nature. My best favorite place is actually the jungle. And I went from one herb, spices. I was working very much with spices in the beginning. And at the birth of my daughter, I had an issue that is common to women who just give birth. And I started to call one of my friends, a Malay lady, and she came with that nuts. She came with a small nuts knocking on my door. And I was like, you're going to tell me that these things is going to help me? And she said, yes. She insisted. And I did exactly what she asked. I take the nut, I take this gall of manjakani, I scrap it on a porous surface, collected a little bit. I mean, I must have had 4 drops of water with this product. And the next days, my problem was over. When I mean over, I had a throbbing the whole night. And the next day, everything was healed. So exactly. That's exactly. Imagine what went in my head when exactly that. Wow.
Okay.
And I started investigating, searching. And I found out a few things. I found out, for instance, that it was a bit heaty. So the main issue was how to be able, you cannot take manjakani on an everyday basis on its own. Mm. It makes you feel a bit hot.
Right.
Okay. So my next research after was how to make it a bit consumable on an everyday basis.
Right.
Done a bit of research, and I found out the pearl powder. And what's amazing is that actually manjakani and pearl powder that is being used by the Chinese for 5,000 years have never been put together.
Right.
No one has thought of putting the two things together.
And so there is Infinitree.
And the synergy of these two ingredients, why I didn't pursue, I didn't add any other ingredient in the beginning, because the synergy of these two ingredients is amazing. One heal, the other one renew the cells.
Okay, so now that you're talking about these products, right? Are they all produced here in Malaysia?
Infinitree 1 is produced in Malaysia by TPM Biotech. Mm-hmm. Why I have chosen TPN Biotech? Because they are government-subsidized companies. I would say a state-of-the-art using German machinery, using and producing only herbal ingredient. Therefore, you can be sure that no detergent, soap, shampoo has been produced in the same place than this herb.
Okay. And right now, how are you marketing your brand at the moment?
Infinitree 1 today is we are using, of course, our website, Facebook, but you also can find Infinitree in something like 30 Pharmacy, Constant, Health Lane, Big Pharmacy, Daily Care. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Anis, we have Health and Care, we have Pharmacy Damai. We are being sold on Lazada. And actually, I was thinking one of my, I was trying to do, what can I do to sell the product without doing, you know, spending 30, 40,000 in advertising that sometimes I think is really wasted money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with Groupon. We have contacted Groupon, and I'm going to do a fantastic promo for maybe a week or two in order for people to buy the product at a much lower rate, mm-hmm. and I will let the product talk. Because when you take the product, it does talk.
Okay. So you have the confidence in your product.
And very much. Infinitary One, I think, is one of the best herbal supplement today for energy and skin, definitely.
Okay, so what sort of challenges will you be sharing with us today?
How to translate now. The product is good. The product acts in 5 days. Infinitary One, you have result within the first 5 days. Go and look on my Facebook at Infinitary to You. There are girls who talk of pimple drying ups within 3 days. Okay, so now how to have such a good product become the number one product in Malaysia and, God willing, worldwide?
It's all the pressure on you, Oliver.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, congratulations on launching the product. It seems like it's a really wonderful, wonderful idea.
Thank you.
And, I mean, natural medicine is something that's pretty close to my heart. I grew up in a family that really balanced. I know this might sound strange to anybody who's hearing this from a Matsale, from a Guailo saying this, but I actually had a Chinese doctor and a Western doctor growing up. And I grew up in a family that, you know, we practiced acupuncture. We always, you know, had things like honey in the morning. You know, I mean, I've got sinus problems. You can hear even today, my voice isn't amazing. And I mean, things like honey and natural remedies like echinacea are things I've always used. So first of all, congratulations. I think to contextualize the challenge you're facing, you're very lucky that you've launched this now. Because the appetite for Malaysians for natural products is growing. Mm-hmm. The market is worldwide. Booming worldwide. And I think in countries like Malaysia, countries like Singapore, in the Asia-Pacific region, it's still a relatively new market. You know, traditional medicine is something that maybe one generation or two have kind of forgotten about. You know, and one thing that you'll notice, particularly amongst younger Malaysians, is they're much less aware of the remedies of their grandparents. You know, they may look down upon it. Maybe there's a perception that things from Big Pharma, from, you know, GSK and those guys are better. But, you know, the fact that you're able to show the results from your product is great. So to me, that's one, the biggest part of your problem is already done, actually. From an advertising perspective, if I was to come into your, you know, my agency was to come in to help your business, it's easy. Your product is good. But it sounds like what you need to get right is the story before that, the journey to purchase before that. If your product's already working, great. We don't need to work on that too much. What you need to do is build your brand, build your communication strategy in a way that doesn't, as you said, break your budget. And you already have a website. You've already got all these different platforms. But I think you need to make them work harder for you. I think you need to tell more stories. I think your own personal story is really wonderful. What we need to do is build a way for you to tell that story in a bite-sized way and break it up almost like thinking about it like a telenovela. You need to be able to tell that story consistently and keep people engaged and interested.
Actually, yes, the issue right now, we have reached a stage, whenever I try to engage people, I found it very difficult to have a question coming up to me.
Right.
I went down a few months back in Penang, another one of my distributors was telling me, oh, well, yeah, they have been asking me thousands of questions and I don't know how to answer.
Right.
Please, when I came, I didn't get one question. So how to get people to engage, how to transform. For instance, we have been investing some money in Facebook, you know, in ads and all that. How to translate all that in sale? What am I doing wrong? Why, for instance, a testimony works and another one doesn't work? And it's basically right. Almost the same thing.
Yeah.
So this is where I'm a bit lost.
First of all, in these situations, normally I'd recommend you to start with data, with analysis, and look at, you know, you've got all these things already. We aren't starting from a blank slate. We're talking about building your brand online, driving your sales, driving customer feedback, driving engagement. What you now need to do is look back at the data you already have. Now, Facebook has its own data platform, which is called Facebook Insights. And Facebook very easily allows you to understand where your customers are coming from, and not just what you think, but actually shows you the data. It can tell you by language, by city, by gender, by age. Beyond that as well, Facebook allows you to say, you know, let's say you share 5 Facebook posts over a course of 2 weeks. What you can actually do is go into the details of that and not just see how many people saw each post. Because these days, Facebook now makes it very difficult for anyone, any business, to reach even your own fans. So even if you've got thousands of fans, you still can't reach them. You'll only reach less than 5% in a lot of cases. What you can do is look back and see what worked. And you can look back and see particularly what content was most shared. Because if you've got these fans of yours already who've seen the results, What you now need to do is activate those people. Now, you could invest millions in Facebook advertising. Clearly, that's not part of the conversation. But probably one of the easiest ways you can do is activate your existing fans and get them to get, and you can help them tell their stories. So an example of this might be moving away from a model where you share people's physical changes to when you get people to tell their stories about the transformation they experience with your product, to talk about, you know, their own, the confidence boost they receive by having better skin, by having their, you know, any issues around pregnancy resolved quickly. And I think that confidence angle will really work and will really engage people. Now, a way to tell that story might be through, again, video. And that could be shared across whether it's Instagram, Facebook. And things like these videos all have to ultimately link back to your buying, to the e-commerce part of your business, whether you use Groupon, whether you use Lazada, whether you use your site. It has to be a very simple experience where someone, essentially that classic advertising model these days, right? People say you start with awareness, so you get in front of someone's face. Then you engage them, so you conversation with them. You provide them with content, you talk to them. And you end, obviously, with some kind of conversion. Now, the conversion may not be a sale. Conversion could be a lead, or it could be a sales inquiry.
Mm-hmm. By using customer stories to engage with potential people and inquire for sales. Earlier, also, you mentioned about how she should sort of identify which story to tell because she has so many stories. So when people looked at her brand as Infinitary One, how can they relate to the brand? That's coming up next with Oliver Woods, the social media director from Leo Burnett, and also Alia Michelle Elkin, the founder of Infinitary. This is Up the NT on Open for Business BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay. It's Monday, so we're doing an Up the NT spin-off. We have Alia Michelle Elkin here, who is the founder of Infinitary that does herbal supplements. And we have Oliver Woods, who is the social media director at Leo Burnett. And I was just posing a question to Oliver about, do we need consistency in telling a story of her brand, which is Infinitary?
Advertising agencies, we often talk about these very fancy things, terms like brand architecture, brand marketing, brand comms, all these fancy atas words about marketing. But the reality is that all good branding is simple, bold communication. It's telling your story in a simple, smart, clear way. Your own personal story is great. It's clear. You now need to project that story out in new ways online, again, through video, even through animation, even through telling your story about how you first came to Malaysia and you fell in love with the country in the 1980s, and your own story as well about engaging with natural medicine and your own personal experience. But one thing I do think that you need to develop more is the branding for the overall brand for Infinitary and for the product, because each thing does need to be distinct. Your own story needs to be distinct. Infinitary One needs to be distinct if you're going to produce more products. And the overall Infinitary brand needs to have a brand, a bit of a hierarchy, if you will, that you need to have. The Infinitary brand is ultimately the total story, right? And now when I say the total story, again, it's all about having that simple, clear sales pitch, not about being a hustler in terms of like trying to say, okay, we need to sell, but more about having a very clearly distilled story. Now, right now I do feel like one of my, I guess, bits of feedback would be there's a lot of stories. There's the natural story. There's a story about Europe, about, you know, the traditions of how you were saying in the previous interview around healers had their own oak trees near their house.
Absolutely, yes.
There's all these different stories, and I think what you need to do is pick one narrative or two narratives and really consistently communicate them and come up with different ways of communicating these individual, these single-minded narratives. Not just explaining the benefit to people, but weaving in the history at the same time. Because right now, even on your site, there's a lot of different pages. That's great. Websites should have a lot of content. The more content you have on your site, that's good. But when you're projecting the brand, it does feel a little bit like, particularly on your site, which is the main place for people to buy, it feels like there's a lot of different messages going on there. And what I suggest is simplifying it. Your landing page should immediately capture people and tell your story. When someone lands on your site, whether they come from Facebook, from organic search, from Google, or from wherever, from Twitter, what you want is that person to land on your page and immediately be brought into this compelling brand experience. And that, again, that has to be a narrative, a visual narrative. What you don't want is people to drop out. People to be like, what is this product? I'm seeing a photo just of a box of pills. What do these do? What you need to do is emotionally capture people as well, not just with the promise of better skin, better health, but you need to create this emotional narrative, this story that people feel proud to be like, yeah, I want to buy this. I don't even need to go through and look at all the halal certification, all the government certifications. I'm just so compelled. That stuff's in the background. That stuff's just hygiene factors. You have to get people bought into this compelling story. Now, a lot of people, it's easy for me to say this, right? But a lot of brands don't actually think about it, that every point of your experience. Is every Facebook post you're posting telling a compelling story right now? I would say not every single one is. Some are, some aren't. Some stories are really compelling, but sometimes you see maybe some content that's not as compelling and maybe says something that's moving away from your overall brand promise. The key thing is that being brutally, boldly, consistent and simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks like I have a lot of work.
Any more question would you like to
address? Yes. The other things now, when you see Simplify, for instance, give me a clearer example. Okay,
sure.
You see you have, I have one or two of my story
yes.
and keep on driving them on, right?
Yeah.
If you were me, which one would you pick?
If I was you, I mean, I'm biased because I love natural medicine. Natural medicine. What I'd suggest is that maybe you focus on two stories. One is the brand story, which is about the history of the product, its promise, and what it does for you. But not just the before and after, but very much about it's grounded in simple history and grounded in the fact that today you've applied, you know, modern science and modern research with these traditional remedies. You've brought them together, and now you're giving people this amazing product that's going to change their lives. Now, obviously, without over-promising, Malaysia does have strict rules around what you promise. So that's one element, the brand. Now, that brand, under that falls the product itself as well, Infinitary. What I'd say is you have that brand story, and then you also develop your own personal story as well. Now, your personal story does support the brand, but they do need to be distinct. Because sometimes, for instance, people might say, oh, well, if a person is arguing it, they might not buy it. They might say, well, your experience might be different to mine. I'm different to you. Which is why it is important to have two similar, intertwined, but distinct stories. So, yeah, again, going back to what I was saying, brand, you have a brand story, focusing on the history, and the fact you've brought the science together, and your own personal story, which is the lovely story that you told earlier. And what I'd suggest is you communicate these in fresh ways. So again, through things like animation, you could even create an animated cartoon about your experience of traveling from France to Malaysia, your experience and seeing what happened, and you talking about how you fell in love with the country, your own passions. And people, when they hear you, you're a great evangelist for the brand. You're kind of like Steve Jobs, you know. But even with Apple, Apple's products aren't Steve Jobs, right? But that's probably the best argument I can make. Steve Jobs is an important part about Apple, but they're still distinct. If you see what I mean. So if you can apply that same logic, the logic of Apple computers, I think, honestly, your task, you don't have a lot of work to do. All you need to do is get those stories right. And I think that immediately you'll find that once you get that message out, more customers will come flocking to you.
Wow. Well, what I can say is that, Mr. Oliver, you are telling it so right that I want to come to you. You're very good at what you're doing. My next question is, I have pharmacies selling the product.
Right.
I'm selling it online. I'm using other people's platform, right? So actually I have three different ways of purchasing the product. How do I make, again?
Then work together.
Because, yes, because for instance, if I use Facebook, if I develop Facebook, even if I tell story, I will have to inform we are selling it here, we are selling it there, we are selling it here.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so how do I make all these things come together as one?
So, look, I mean, I think any product you want, let's say you're, whatever you're selling, right, whether it's your product, I mean, and for the listeners out there, you know, who are selling, you know, whether you're selling burgers, whether you're selling computers, if you do have too many sales channels, so many places where you think your product is being bought, often it's very easy to lose control of the branding, of the marketing. Your example before was fantastic about the pharmacist of Penang, right? Your pharmacist isn't fully equipped to answer questions. And to me, I then question, well, the pharmacist, I mean, they should be doing their research, but also you need to help them be able to sell your product. And it sounds like what you need to work on is once you get that brand story right, you then need to translate that into each sales channel. So an example is this pharmacist, right? Now, maybe what you can work on and work on doing is, let's say you're having issues like this across your entire supply chain, across your entire the point of sale, whether it's in a pharmacy, whether it's online, whether it's Groupon. What you can do is you can create a series of essentially brochures and leaflets. And it doesn't have to be, I'm not talking about fancy brochures and leaflets. I'm more talking about informational brochures and leaflets, not even just for the customers, but for the salespeople. You know, I'm sure you've seen Wolf of Wall Street, the new movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Horrible.
Yeah, horrible. But the good thing, the one thing we can learn from that is they were able to sell because they had a clear, consistent script. Now, obviously, they were selling a bad product. You're selling a good product. So you can become the wolf of Malaysian Wall Street. But if you have a consistent, you know, you allow your salespeople to have a consistent story, and that may be that, you know, for instance, the USPs, the unique selling propositions of your product. Maybe you can enable them. You can enable your salespeople, whether it's online or offline, to actually really articulate your brand promise and all the details of the brand. Because if I go to a pharmacy and the pharmacist doesn't know the answer to my question about a supplement, I'm terrified. I'll be terrified of buying it. I'll lack confidence. Now, online, you don't have to bring everything together. What I would suggest is with Groupon is great for temporary boosts of awareness and trial. Because what you want to do is you want people to learn about your product, engage with it, like what we were saying before, and then convert. Now, conversion can often be a trial. So someone might say, I don't really believe what you're saying, but, you know, because I've read all these stories, this sounds pretty interesting, so I'll try it. Now, that trial can be sparked by platforms like Groupon and Zalora. Groupon and Zalora are great for getting people into the game, getting people who are initially skeptical about your brand, flash sales sites, discounts. They get people interested, but that cannot be a long-term strategy. If you base your strategy on sales, your sales strategy based on discounting, you will always lose. You'll be immediately relegated against any competitors. Now, you may keep on selling it, but you'll have to keep on bringing your sales down and down and down and down and cutting costs. So what I'd suggest is using Groupon, Zalora tactically. So you're trying to link Zalora and Groupon ultimately back to the overall brand experience. It could just be a link to your Facebook. Be like, hey, once you've tried this, we'd love for you to come and actually buy it from us, from our own website, and actually tying it all back together.
The other things is that we have Infinitary One has never, this mixed has never been done before. Therefore, there is no official publication. It's a first. Okay? Right. So if I want to put, for instance, that this product cater for the skin or this or that, I have to back it up for the Ministry of Health with official publication, with clinical research. And, you know, we're talking about 10 to 20 years, even though I've done research on the product for 14 years before I put it on the market, right? So my sigil indicacy, the indication is for general health. And that is where I am very much limited. This is not what we are trying to do. I can't just put for pimple. I can't put, right, even though it cater for all that. So I have to really think, actually, I used to say out of the box, but now there should be no box at all. I have to find a way to inform about the product without being caught by the Ministry of Health for saying things that I'm not allowed.
Easy. Get your customers to say it. I think you shouldn't be saying that. Your customers should be. And when you look at pharmaceutical brands that have succeeded, particularly in the space of cosmetics, for instance, brands like SK-II, their customers are the ones who do half the work for them. And it goes back to my point earlier. Sure, there are legal restrictions around what you can and can't say, and you should follow them strictly because in
Absolutely.
Malaysia you can... I know you do, based on the discussion we had before. But get your customers, tell their stories, and it doesn't even have to be you creating them. If you enable your customers and engage them every day on Twitter, your customers will start sharing their stories.
Yeah, that would be great. But Facebook has its limitation, before, after, not allowed. We have had a warning a few months back that our Facebook page might be taken down. So it's makes the works a bit complicated. What else can I do?
One quick little idea that I had was on Twitter. Twitter is a great platform for conversations. And one of the things you asked before was, how do I engage people? On Twitter, the easiest way to get big, and this applies to anybody on Twitter, whether you're selling health supplements, whether you're a business person, whether you're a politician, is to get involved in conversations that are going on already. You know, a lot of people go on Twitter and say, why isn't anybody following me? Well, of course no one's following you. No one knows who you are on Twitter. Even if you're famous offline, often it's not an immediate boost. So what you can do is go onto Twitter and look for the hashtags around natural health. Look for the hashtags around conversations around acne and start conversing with these people. Start talking, asking them what their problems are, what they've tried. And what you can then do is take that conversation privately and say, look, hey, you know, I've got this product. I'm not someone selling dodgy things. Just at least take a look at this website. At least take a look at my website and just have a read. You don't even need to sell it. And it's about that customer journey, right? And if you can get involved in natural health conversations on Facebook, and you become a respected person, not just about your product, but about how to help people with these conditions. It isn't just even about your products, but goes much beyond that. People will start to see you as a key opinion leader, as an influencer in the health space. And then they'll start coming to you for questions. And that is how the best way to build engagement through social media is, and get involved in conversations that are going on already. Don't just expect people to come to your conversations. No matter how much money you spend, if you don't get involved in existing conversations, you'll never win at social media.
Okay, I think that is something that would definitely take note.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. We have Alia Michelle Elkin, the founder of Infinitry. And also we have Oliver Woods, he's the social media director at Leo Burnett. Thank you so much for listening. And this is Up the NT and Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.